The Academy Award nominations will be announced next Tuesday. Hollywood observers say it's a wide-open year in the acting categories. There's no obvious front-runner for either Best Actor or Best Actress, though Bob Mondello says the reasons differ.
Everybody's been talking about what a good year it was for actors, but have you done the numbers? I mean, big studio biographies, all by themselves, could practically fill the Best Actor category. Johnny Depp playing the author of Peter Pan in Finding Neverland, Leo DiCaprio as aviator Howard Hughes, Jamie Foxx as Ray Charles, Liam Neeson as Alfred Kinsey. If you throw in Jim Carrey as a token fictional character in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, you'd have a fine actor slate in any year. But if you think that's too mainstream, you could also fill the Best Actor category this year with terrific performances entirely from independent films. Again, four real people. Javier Bardem as a man trying to die with dignity in The Sea Inside. Don Cheadle as a hotel manager battling genocide in Hotel Rwanda. The two Kevins waxing musical. Kevin Kline as Cole Porter and Kevin Spacey as Bobby Darin. And you could round out this independent list with Paul Giamatti as the fictional character in Sideways. And again, everyone would call it a great year for actors. The thing is, even if none of those guys had made a movie in 2004, you could still fill the category perfectly respectably, with Kevin Bacon as a sex offender in The Woodsman, Sean Penn as a would-be killer in Assassination of Richard Nixon, Clint Eastwood as a boxing trainer in Million Dollar Baby, Gael Garcia Bernal in, take your pick, either Motorcycle Diaries or Bad Education, and round out this third group with Bill Murray in The Life Aquatic. You could, in other words, fill this year's Best Actor category three times over, as opposed to the Best Actress category, where after much campaigning by studios and stars, there appear to be two, count them two, shoo-ins, Hilary Swank for Million Dollar Baby and Annette Bening as the stage star in Being Julia. After that, the pickings get decidedly slim. Imelda Staunton and Catalina Sandino Moreno were wonderful as the title characters in Vera Drake and Maria Full of Grace, respectively, but small movies make for long shots at best. I liked Kate Winslet in Eternal Sunshine, and as with the two Kevins, there are two Lauras, Laura Linney and Laura Dern, but they had roles that really qualify as supporting. And after them, there is nothing respectable. I mean, Renee Zellweger in a Bridget Jones sequel? Uma Thurman for Kill Bill 2? Well, one got fat, the other kicked pretty high, but do they give Oscars for that? Frankly, the year is so weak for actresses that it would be nice if the Academy broke with tradition entirely and nominated a voice performer from an animated film. If they did, Holly Hunter would have a shot for The Incredibles, in which she is pretty incredible as Elastigirl. But that would be a stretch. I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.